following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. I just had, a moment ago before I sat down to record this, let me back up. Getting ahead of myself. I went to have brunch this morning, Sunday brunch. It's a tradition with my wife and I. And had a bite to eat. It was lovely, as usual. Had a great time. But around the time that I go to sit down to record this, I, as I'm prepping for it, if you want to call it that, I kind of get a little hungry. I feel like I need to have something to eat. It's that, I don't know, that there's a, I don't eat junk food, but there's a craving for it. That sets in. I gotta have something. It's like a bad case of the munchies. It's no, I'm not working under the influence, but it's like that. You know, you get a crate. You gotta have something. I don't know what, you know. So, but what I did is I went into the kitchen as you do, stared into the refrigerator, went over to the pantry, went back to the refrigerator as though something magical have just appeared to itself. But something does, that happens. It does. It happens a lot. There's a thought all of a sudden that I've just gone to the pantry and now back into the refrigerator. And you know what? I think I'm going to make myself an egg sandwich, which is exactly what I did. I took down a little skillet, put a little butter in it, fried me up a little egg, put some cheese on it, some bread with some mayonnaise. Yes, I'm a mayonnaise man. And made myself a sandwich. Delightful. I feel much better now. Not that somebody's sitting there going, well, thank God he's not going to be as cranky. Hey, guess what? I'm still cranky. I'm a very cranky person, as this episode will probably attest to, such as it is. A couple of things, one of them rather brief. I'll get to the meat of the program here in a moment. Over the past, I've always made gags, jokes, if you will, when I call the wife the immigrant. And I never thought much about that, but these days, that's dangerous speak, you know? Yeah, she's a naturalized citizen of the United States of America, but there are some things that are happening out there that are making it a little more difficult for me to have fun with the word the immigrant, or the words the immigrant, in reference to my wife. It's sad. I've lost kind of a long-running gag because of the intensity of that word being thrown around so much in the eyes of media, social media, mainstream media, whatever you want to call it. Fake news, bro. But I've lost that term now. I feel sort of, you know, I don't know, sort of ripped off by it. So we'll just throw that away now, and that'll be the end of that. I hate, for now, I guess, I don't know. It's still going to be a sore subject for some people, apparently, because some people tend to get pissed off about these things, and they love talking to me about it. They love to go, oh man, you know, we got to go, you know. And I know some of these people. You got to get the immigrants out, bro. Yeah, I'm married to one. I'm just going to leave that where that is. Just you know, relax. I guess I don't know. People will often not think before they speak. And what's truly frightening is some of the things that they say, there has to have been a thought process that has been engaged, filtered or not, that these things happen and these things come out of their minds. And with social media, where they actually have to sit down and engage their fingers into some sort of input device, whether it's through their phone, whether it's through their keyboard, whatever the case may be, but there's a thought process. They're trying to seem intelligent by virtue of what they are saying, stating their case. And there's not a thought of the reaction that it might elicit. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with it. The things that I do here are designed by their design to evoke a response. It may be something I may never hear from you, which is fine. But it's a response internally inside of you to make you think about what's being said out there or how it's being said. And far too often, too many people are thinking that they shouldn't have that. They shouldn't have that filter, because people like me seem to get away with it. And I guess to a certain extent, I kind of get away with, I guess, a conversational murder, if you will. Because that's there are people out there that go, oh, bro, you know, I like listening to you because you say things that I think and I'm afraid to say myself. They don't actually say it in those words, but that's what comes out in a way. That's the intent. That's the thought process by which people will often communicate to me with, which is fine. I don't mind being in that role because I have taken it upon myself to be rather careful about some of the things that I say. And it may seem like I'm a loose cannon, but it's all by design. It's a little peek behind the curtain. It's all by design. There are things that will come out of my face during the course of this episode of this show, number 157, that will probably evoke a different type of response. I'll tell you now, 6 minutes into this show, that it's, you know, there's an explicit tag that is on this show. iTunes makes me do that, which is, that's their rules. That's fine. And I'm going to use it. I might get a little cussy. Well, I know I will, because if you paid attention last week, the tease is GFY. Also says some music from Capgun, because I've got music from the band Capgun from Memphis. We'll play them a little bit later on. Delightful, delightful act. I enjoy them. They are fun. Nevertheless, there are things that I deal with on a routine occasion that elicits a response from me that it may seem off the cuff. It may seem somewhat, well, gee, Rick, you're accusing people of not using that filter, but you didn't use it either. No, I did. Make no mistake about it. I did, in fact, use my filters. I do that. My filter settings are a little different than of a lot of other people, because I know what responses are designed that I'm trying to elicit. I know what I'm trying to get after. Most broadcasters would seem to feel that they have that. A lot of them don't. Some of them do. That's okay. It's just everybody has a different style. What I have noticed here of late is that, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why this is, I've run into people who will say that they have met somebody at a third person somewhere else who claims to be associated with me or my company or the show I do. And it's somebody I'm like, I don't know about this. This is new. I've never understood that initially, you know, just on its surface. It just seems sort of silly that somebody would say, oh, yeah, I know Rick. I work with Rick. Rick's a good buddy of mine. We blah, 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 blah. And I'm like sitting there going, who the fuck is this? See, there we go. What's all this about? I didn't get that memo that you worked for me. It happens. There are those who do this. And I think it comes from the fact that, for better or worse, I am employed in the industry of show. The business of show. Show business. It's what I do. It's not an easy business. There are those of you who are in it that understand that. They understand the frustrations, the difficulties of it. Well, and I'm talking about show business as a very broad term, because there's so much there. There's so much that is that it encompasses. It could be television news. It could be a number of things. It could be the fact that there are people who work in the print industry, that sort of show business, or those who work the stage, that they are they are Broadway type people. They do I don't know, they're doing shows. That's show business for sure. It's very different. But there are those who are not in the industry who are desperate to become a part of this industry, who will do whatever it takes to become a part of it. And now this may be somebody that I've met. It may be somebody that we have, I don't know, maybe somebody I've interviewed. I don't know. It could be a hanger-on. It could be anybody who all of a sudden think that they have that right to say that they are close personal friends of mine. I've had that issue before, as unfortunate as that is. And it is, it's like, well, no, that's not quite how that works. But, you know, we can go with it, I suppose. Nevertheless, stop it. You're going to get found out. We've talked about this before, because it's kind of hard to be a prevaricator of somebody who is peddling lies. It's kind of hard to do that, because it doesn't take much for somebody, especially those that are being impugned in some sort of way. Oh, there's that word. That are saying, well, hey, Rick, I've met so-and-so. They said they're doing this, this, and this for you. And it turns out that's not the case at all. And then, so now I put it into a bizarre position, because next time I see them, I might fly off the handle and say, hey, you, hey, come here. I understand that you're doing this, this, and this for me. And in reality, I don't think we've ever done business together before. And it'd be like, oh, no, I never said that. And I've heard this from like five or six other people that was the case. And then all of a sudden, the conversation really sort of ends when I put my foot down and go, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I try to avoid pushing. That's like the nuclear bomb that goes off in a conversation. GFY. That's... when it comes time for me to shuffle off the mortal coil, and whatever, I don't know, I haven't even written my will, I have no idea, but if it comes to the point that I'm lying in a box, and perhaps there's a wake or a memorial, or if anybody gives a shit, that might come to this sort of thing, and there's a ceremony, and then there's a thing, and there's a funeral, and then I go to the cemetery, and then I'm not going, I'm being taken there, obviously, and they lower me down into the ground, and they cover me with the dirt, and all this good stuff, and then someday, shortly thereafter, there's a marker, perhaps a plaque or a headstone that might just be a sign that I have once come across this earth, and I've tried to leave an indelible mark on society and on this planet, and it might, for the lack of anything pithy or witty to say, it might say, here lies Rick Cheddar, born such and such date, died such and such date, and at the bottom it says, go fuck yourself. That could be an interesting legacy to leave behind. I've seen worse. I've certainly seen better. But I'm not terribly concerned, because sometimes I really feel that way against a lot of people.
Sounded bitter, bro.
It's because I am. I'm bitter about the snakes in my bushes. I'm bitter about those who I've worked so hard. Not just me. The fine folks at Pirate Radio Studios and at Radio Memphis have worked damn hard over the years to create, to bring something new. It's not easy. And we do this without the benefit of making any real financial gain, because we don't really care about that. We do this because we enjoy what it is that we do. Someday, perhaps, we'll do pretty well. And there'll be there'll be enough money to come in and we don't have to worry about these sorts of things. And because there was a time when that's how I made my money. Now I've chosen to go the solo route. I chose to go a different path, but that's just the way it goes. And because we're seeing some success, it's not huge. We've become an elephant in the room in this business, and we're seeing this. There are those around us that are dying to be a part of it. They're dying to do it, but they're not willing to do the work. They're not willing to jump in and say, hey, what can I do to help? They're just out there going, oh, I work with Rick. No, you don't. It's like the people that come to me and they say, you need me. Well, that's a pretty ballsy fucking statement from you. I need you. You know what I need? I need a beer and a sandwich and perhaps a nap. You know what else I need? I need you to go fuck yourself. Sure, it's harsh, but now we're all in this position. We've all turned against each other in this wild, wild west of the internet, and we're in this world of creativity. None of that has really changed over the years, mind you, but we're all sort of, we're wanting to create something new and positive and fun, and we hang on to it. We hang on to it with our last breath until we're ready to go with it, and then we put it out there. And what happens? Some son of a bitch steals it. Or they claim it's theirs. That has happened so many times. Still does. I have seen this. It happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of the shows that I have worked on. All of them. Not just the ones at Radio Memphis, but the ones that I've worked on in the past. I've worked with people where we've collectively created something and it was good. And what happens? Somebody else decides they're going to do it, and they're not even being surreptitious about it. They just come right out and do it, and they call the bit the same thing you call it. It goes back to the old argument that in this business there's never been anything creative in the last 50 years, which is probably true. To a certain extent, even some of the ideas that I have, some of the things that I lay out there, is a little, you know, I think it's different. Sometimes it's taking an older idea and giving it a little twist. Then it becomes mine. You arrogant guy, you. It's not about being arrogant. It's just that there's a reality here. There's a certain reality that takes place in these matters that I try so hard to do the things that I do. And you're the same way. You do things, so you don't like it when somebody comes in and steals your thunder. I know it seems like I'm skirting a particular issue. Perhaps I might be. I won't elaborate any further than that. There's no need to. It's sort of pointless. I'm talking about this in general terms. I'm talking about the ideas that exist out there with the way we deal with each other, especially in a cutthroat industry as in show business. How difficult it can be to do something so very simple. Because you have to be so careful that somebody behind you is going to turn around and shiv you for it. They're going to come to you and they're going to come to you with their hands open and go, oh, hey, Rick, it's good to see you. I saw this that you're doing this and blah, blah, blah. I want to be your friend. I want to help. In the early days, I would have fallen for that. So, well, sure, I could take all the help I get. What can you do for me? Not that I have vetted you or anything to that nature. And then find out that your whole intention was to figure out really the depth of the detail that I was trying to put together for this particular bit so you could turn around and steal it. Some of you in this business probably just sitting there nodding your head going, yeah, I know, been there. I sit there and I peruse YouTube and I look at some of the hacks that are there and you go, God damn, how does that work? And I've done a whole show about that. About those people who want that instant gratification in this business. There's no such thing as the paying of the dues, it seems. It's there. It will always be there. There will always have to be to be successful and to have a long, prosperous career in this industry, you must pay your dues. The problem is, when you get to paying your dues, there's somebody usually lurking right behind you that you've never noticed was there. And they've only been there for just long enough for you to get going. And just as you paid those dues off, this guy steps right in front of you and goes, "Ha ha, I did it too. Look at me." And those people, there's a couple of things that I want for those people to enjoy. I want them to enjoy the absolute elation of having yourself stabbed in the back. I want you to experience that. I want you to experience the idea of having everything stolen from you. Because, well, that's not going to happen since that person has never come up with a creative idea. There's a thief. Who steals from a thief, right? I also want them to go fuck themselves, quite frankly.
A little bitter, bro.
Yeah, I'm bitter. I'm a little bitter about certain things, as I think anybody has that right to be. Trust me, I have grand ideas, just like any other creative person. I have thoughts and emotions. I'm a man who has a life. And like all men, and they won't admit it, but I will because I have nothing to lose. All men have some sort of an ego. We all do. Everybody does. Mine's based a little bit more on confidence because I'm not an egotistical person. I don't like to be. I've worked with those people. It's not me. No. I'm certainly not narcissistic. But everybody has a little bit of an ego. You've got to. In this business, it takes a little bit of an ego that's built out of confidence and insanity to open up and say the things like the things that I've just talked about for the past 20-something minutes, that this exists. The problem that people fail to understand, as if they give a shit, is that those of us with the confidence to come out there and do it, the confidence in that little bit of ego to go in and do this, which, as I mentioned, you have to have some of that, it's very fragile. That's one thing I think a lot of people fail to understand. Most successful people in this industry, and I'm talking show business and entertainment or whatever it is that you do, when you get out in front of a lot of people, that is very delicate work. You can have a million people that love what you do, and one person, maybe two people, might not. And your ego might get bruised. Men's egos especially are very fragile. Hell, look at the asshole that's in the White House now. He's got a gigantic ego, and it's very brittle and very, very fragile. He gets broken all the time. But look at him. I'm a little more down to earth, I'd like to think. Here I am sitting here talking about myself and I'm saying, well, I'm not a narcissistic and I don't really have that kind of an ego. But I'm sitting here talking about myself because that's kind of how this works. It would be sort of interesting. It would be different if I was being interviewed about such matters because I could probably handle that a little bit differently. But I do understand that there's a bit of a ludicrous moment that's happening at this moment, which is fine. In its proper place, I get it. And it's not a matter of being closed-minded about anything when I tell somebody to go fuck themselves because that has nothing to do with it. I've been open-minded up until that point, until your mouth went open. My mind got closed because all of the sudden the real individual came out and there's that snake in the bushes that's out to steal your shit. And then I become protective. And then I close it up. There are those out there I know that I've run into this situation before that realize that when they encounter me away from this or they encounter me away from the radio station or if I'm having a bad moment in a public setting, sometimes I try, of course, I'm trying to be as reasonable as I can be. I'm like anybody else, you know. I'm not going to sit there and make that big of a stink, for Christ's sakes. You're never going to hear me go, don't you know who I am? You know, I'm not that guy. Thank God. But when I do have that bad day, or that bad moment of kind of which I'm not necessarily having a bad day, but it's okay for me to talk about these sorts of things with you because I know you and I have been through a lot together over the past 3 years on this show. Some of you maybe longer. the idea that all of a sudden I'm having not such a fun moment, and I am grumpy about something. I'm being reasonable, of course. And then all of a sudden it becomes, oh man, I ran into that Rick Cheddar guy. He's a pain in the ass. He's a dick. He's an asshole. He needs to go fuck himself. I hear him say it all the time. He needs to go do that himself. Deservedly so. But no, I don't be judged on that sorts of thing, because I try and live as best as I can with just, let things be as much as you can. Let people be as much as you can. I don't care what a lot of people do or don't do. As long as it doesn't hurt themselves or hurt somebody else, it doesn't really matter. If I enjoy your work, I'll tell you. I try and be as very giving as I possibly can about these sorts of things. But when those snakes are hanging out in the bushes and they're waiting for you, they are waiting for you. They're the ones that go, they think in their minds, well, he's a big shot celebrity. You know what? I could be associated with that because I met him one time at a party and he was nice. So I'm going to tell everybody that I do blah for him. Not thinking that it's going to get back to me at some point or another. So really what am I getting at here is be yourselves. Live your life. There's something sort of sad about people who try and live their lives vicariously through other people. I've seen that a lot. And it does happen in this business. When somebody who's like really mega famous, and then that person dies or goes away or whatever he does, and there are those people that were hangers-on that worked around him, and then they try and make a career out of that famous person for themselves, because we're like, well, don't you know my association with so-and-so was this? And whatever happened to just being yourself? Because maybe I might like you for that. A quick aside. For several years, I guess it was two, maybe three, I was a judge at an Elvis impersonator contest that was put on through Graceland. Of course, they hate that term, Elvis impersonator. Right. It's actually ETA. It's an Elvis tribute artist. These are people who go on stage, right? They got big balls to do this, but they have transformed their lives to impersonate Elvis Presley. They're just calling it a tribute. No, they're impersonating the man. And when I was first asked to do it as a guest judge one year, I said, "Look, I don't know how. Maybe you haven't heard, but I'm all for the art. That's great, but it's not my cup of tea. And I think a lot of these guys are kind of full of shit, really." There were some nice guys, of course, but by and large, most of them are really damaged people. They're not forward thinking at all. And the guy that brought me in to do the gig, he was like, "Yeah, that's why I want you in here, because I know that you're gonna put in that different twist." Because everybody in the room, everybody who's a fan of Elvis, me included, everybody who's a fan of Elvis is all gonna say the same thing. "Oh, that was marvelous. That was such a great job you did on that song." And then I'm going to come up there and go, "Dude, put some freaking drawers on under your pants, because I can see your junk all the way back here. I mean, you have a lot to be proud of, mind you, but, the little old ladies are going to cause a problem on the front row. Clean up aisle one. Bring them up." So it was bits like that that got me into trouble with the Elvi, to the point where one of the guys... I think it was the second or third year. Anyway, he pulls me aside and he goes, "Hey man, you're being unfair. We devote our lives to this." and I said to the guy, I said, "Do you realize how ridiculous you look right now? You're wearing a white jumpsuit with sequins all over it. You've had plastic surgery to look like a dead guy. I mean, not any random dead guy, but Elvis nonetheless. And you're sitting there telling me that this is your life? This is your life? You're living somebody else's life, you hump. Stop it. Go. You're a talented singer. You probably were a pretty handsome guy before you had all the work done. Take the dye out of your hair. Comb your hair right. Take the fucking makeup off. You know, pick up a skill that goes along with your singing really well and go work a club someplace for a while and get noticed that way. And instead of being Elvis Presley, be John Smith. Some of these guys out there have taken that and they've done it. It's just good for them. But that's really nothing more than an example of a snake in the bush. Living off of somebody else. Waiting for their opportunity to be, hey, I'm your buddy. No, you're not. I've mentioned before on this show that I have friends. As few as they may be, but I do have friends. But there's a reason why that number is few. Because to be called my friend, I have to trust you implicitly. So those of you that understand that, well, I just rang a bell. And I know none of my friends listen to this because they're smart guys. Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
You see, this is the interesting thing about all this new media, whether, you know, however it is it's done, but it's streaming, okay? That's kind of, it's streaming, it's online, it's available out there. It's available on demand. Yeah, I like that. I think it's like this show. This show is on demand. It's not live anywhere. It's on demand. It's never live. It never will be live. Except maybe some of the segments that I may pull somewhere. But being able to have on demand and a live environment to exist together at the same time is a radical concept that a lot of broadcasters are still trying to wrap their heads around. I don't understand what's so fucking complicated about it, really. You know, there's a live setting that you can get the immediate audience and right there on the spot, or you can go the on-demand route where there, you got people that are hanging around going, well, hey, this is kind of cool, I'll catch it later. Either way, you're still attracting an audience. And either way, you're trying to be proactive. The rest of you guys, Jesus fucking Christ.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Fans of the show here from Radioland get the opportunity to sample some new music. We've heard from different people from all over the country, quite frankly, all over the world as well. Where they get to hear a band that they normally would not have heard before. And here of late, here at Radio Memphis and from Radioland, we're working hand in hand here since I work for both of them. What I like to do is sit down, take a moment. This part of the program certainly is part of it, where we feature a song from a band. Typically, it's always going to be somebody who is heard at radio-memphis.com. Memphis and Mid-South Music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's a promo. Go get it. Go tune in right now if you want to. Wait till after the show. Fuck, I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. It's there if you want to hear some new music, because despite what FM radio might tell you, new music is being discovered online every day. The FM guys like to go, you know, all the new music is being discovered in FM radio because this, dude, really, I've met the demographic, the 18 to 34 year olds and the 25 to 54 year olds. I've met them both. And they all say the same thing. Man, I quit watching TV a long time ago. I quit listening to FM radio a long time ago. That's just a fact. Now, let me back up. Let me hip you to these cats. These guys are a lot of fun. We've done some shows with them before. They're a Memphis band. They're a pop punk powerhouse, according to their Facebook page. These guys tear it up with songs about girls, mental institutions, video games, Cthulhu, and everything in between. That's a good way to put it. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the band Capgun. They put on a hell of a stage show. They have a lot of fun. It's infectious. You know, I often tell musicians the $1 million secret, or any entertainer for that matter, give the audience something they've never seen nor heard before and you'll have a hit every time. It's a secret that's the $1 million secret. These guys, I think they pretty much got that figured out. Now, if we can get them in front of the right number of people, then I think you've even got something better. So therefore, with that in mind, we're going to put you in touch with this band, Capgun. Like I said, they're good friends of ours. We enjoy them. You can find them all the time. You can request them at Radio Memphis when somebody's on the air. which is just about all the time, and say, hey, play some Capgun, bro. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about them, you can go to their Facebook page. Look for Capgun is Rad. That's right, man. And you'll find them. You can see some videos and find other ways to get their music and learn more about them. So get their stuff. Enjoy it. But how about we start off with a tune? Capgun's the name of the band. The song, I Want to Touch You, Your Butt. Here it is from Radioland.
Hey, how are you? Wow, you look great.
Thanks.
Yeah, your dress is really pretty. Pink sequins.
Oh yeah, I found this at Goodwill. Totally retro.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, like, what's good to eat here? I've never had Vietnamese.
OMG, the vegan pho is super awesome. I'm kind of totally vegan. It's pretty much the best thing ever. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh my god, this girl is so annoying.
Blah, blah, photography.
She's talking, but I can't even hear any words.
Blah, blah, ironic.
Oh, man, she's so hot, though. I guess I'll put up with it. I'll smile and nod. Man, you know what I really want? Yeah.
I wanna touch your butt. I wanna squeeze it tight.
Capgun, you've probably heard of us. We're kind of a big deal.
Oh, I don't really like bands that are, like, important. I just think it's too mainstream.
Well, actually, we try to...
What do you have today, sir?
What?
What do you want?
What I want? What I want?
I wanna touch your butt. I wanna squeeze it tight. Girl, you know you feel those sheets out.
I dig that, really, frankly. I just I love that sound. I love what they do. You can tell that they have a good time doing what they do. I love those fellas at Capgun. So like I said earlier, if you want to get a chance to see a good show and you're going to be in the Memphis and Mid-South area, hunt these cats down. You can find out more about them. Capgun is Rad. That's their Facebook page. Just search that. You can join it. And plus, they have boobies on their as their profile pic. It's tasteful. Shut up. It's pretty groovy, though. So take a look at him. Capgun right here from Radioland. Thank you, fellas. Always a pleasure to spread your tunes around. All right, kids, that's it. I'm about done. I got to get out of here. I got a show to do tonight at the thing at the studio and places to go. People, it just doesn't end. But that's good. That's good, right? It's not supposed to end. It's supposed to just keep going, right? There's the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Is that what it is? Is that my way out? Or is that a fucking freight train about to take me out? I don't know. It's all there. It's all. Let's have some fun. So, you heard what's coming up next time. I'm going to go. We'll catch you then. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For Christ's sakes, stop shooting each other. Good, you're saying it with me, right? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.